Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic Media
News
app.
I'm Mark Remillard. Former President Trump pleading not guilty to federal charges stemming from his effort to overturn his 2020 election loss.
The judge making sure Trump was aware of the maximum penalty for each count. Count one, up to 5 years. Count two, up to 20 years. Count three, up to 20 years. And count four, up to 10 years. Standing, Trump himself pleading not guilty to each of those counts, as he had to every charge he's faced. The prosecutors then arguing for a speedy trial. Donald Trump's team immediately refuting that, saying the special counsel has had ample time. They need time, too, to defend Trump. The judge responded, "You will get a fair trial."
ABC's Pierre Thomas. After being expelled from the Tennessee State House earlier this year, Democratic lawmakers Justin Jones and Justin Pearson reclaimed their legislative seats in a special election. A federal appeals court allowing a rule that restricts asylum at the southern border to temporarily continue. This is ABC News. Efforts underway in New York City to fully restore service on the Long Island Railroad ahead of Friday morning's commute after a train derailment in Queens on Thursday.
The train lurched off the rails just east of Jamaica, knocking passengers off their feet.
The train lifted off the tracks.
It started bouncing all over the place.
And then you sort of jolted a little bit.
So everybody started screaming and yelling.
The train turned into a church real fast.
It happened around 11:15 in one of the Long Island Railroad's busiest spots. All eight cars derailed on the train. Train bound for Hempstead from Grand Central. 13 people suffered what EMS describes as relatively minor injuries. But the question remains on America's busiest commuter railroad. What caused the derailment in the first place?
ABC's Josh Einiger. Actor Jonathan Majors is expected to be back in court next month as he faces assault charges. The 33-year-old actor appeared in court Thursday for what was supposed to be the start of his trial, but New York City prosecutors asked for a delay. Mark Remillard. ABC News.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit. Because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me. And I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
An RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station, The Todd Alba Show.
Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are.
you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me. And I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear overnight with lows around 61. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 85. Cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 62. Upper 70s Saturday with a chance for scattered showers. Chance for scattered storms on Sunday. Highs in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 65.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, the Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK. AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And the topic at hand is, how much do you care about UFOs, UAPs? Do you think the government is keeping these secrets from us? Or are they now using it as a distraction to keep us from caring and talking about the other things of the day? And I'm asking this because yesterday there was a UFO congressional hearing. And I was pretty surprised when I checked what was trending on Google yesterday to see that it was sixth behind Sinead O'Connor, Mitch McConnell, the World Cup, the crane collapse in New York City, which was terrifying. Yes, I don't know terrible. If you got to see that video. But I'm just interested to hear from you as far as where do you fall? Are UFOs a secret? Or are they the distraction? 844-967-2789. Jane, you said we had a good text?
We do. John from the Falls checking in. I'd be interested if, honestly, I thought any of it was real. Unfortunately, most of the people called to testify in front of these Republican panels have shown they're only there with an axe to grind or have a way to personally benefit from appearing. I am beyond bored with all of the Republican whistleblowers and experts. Just another diversion to keep the American people from focusing on them taking away our rights and getting richer every day.
And it's interesting because I remember this whole thing made me think of a story that I covered and I talked about at one of our last jobs, Jane. And this was December 2021. And it was a headline that said, NASA used religious experts to predict how humans may react to aliens. Because it was basic. So religious experts have examined how each of the world's major religions may respond to news that intelligent life exists on other planets. And the idea is that if you've, you know, dedicated your life to thinking God has created
all life,
and all of a sudden there's a new form of life, like how much does that challenge your worldview? And, you know, the fact that NASA had invested in this, to me, kind of made me think like there may be proof of this. And, you know, that the fact that they are in investing in kind of what the human condition would be like when, if and when they found out there's life beyond Earth. And I don't know, I feel like when we look at the James Webb telescope images, it's hard for me to imagine that, like, Earth is the only planet that has life on it. Like, I just don't have that much faith that in the ever-expanding universe and universes there's that are out there.
There's lots of space out there.
That it's like, oh yeah, but we're the only ones. And so, like, I don't subscribe to that. I have no idea what the proof is, which makes all of this more interesting.
844-967-2789. You can call and or text that same number from the 920. I agree the UFO hearings are likely a distraction. I thought I saw Glenn Grothman was doing some of the questioning, so that probably tells you all you need to know about the validity of this hearing. We have far greater problems than that Congress should be focusing on instead of science fiction. Josh from Oshkosh. And we have Sharky from Racine is joining us on the phone. Good morning, Sharky.
Good morning. I got to thank you for the great Brewer ticket Saturday. We had one of the best times of since 1970, I tell you.
Oh, yay! That's awesome.
So, hey, listen, I'm now retired and older than 50. And I got a chance to do a lot of things, you know, working for the government. And some things I couldn't talk about them until recently, and other things. And the space deal is crazy. It's amazing. Is it an interruption to our daily lives for those who care because they're paying attention? Other people never look up. Okay, so my thought is, if you go to 51, Area 51, it's going to be pretty dull. Secondly, we do have the Space Force thing now, and that was a big trademark for our current president. I'll also tell you though that most of your stuff is going to be top secret. They're secret for a reason, but it's not that it's they're not flying unidentifies. Okay, so with that said, I think it is definitely a distraction, but it's also very important because our safety now is in space. And if you look, if you can write this down, there's the X 37B. People thought that was a UFO. It flies about 60 miles above the Earth. And it was a manned, we had the space shuttles for many years, and now we have unmanned space shuttles that are not occupied by a human being, but from Earth. Now, Area 51 really doesn't even exist anymore. All of their employees go to a new spot. And I want to say it's going to be in Utah, but they get on the bus. I should say bus, but it's actually a 737. And they fly to Utah area. And it's top secret, and they're doing top secret things. And what they're seeing is top secret movements. And the Air Force is obviously up there. And if you talk to a serious Air Force pilot, they'll probably giggle, laugh, and say, can't talk about that, but you're halfway right.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Sharky. Thank you, Sharky. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Coming up against the break.
What do you think, Jane? You're making faces over there, so I'm wondering what you're thinking.
Well, I certainly think that it is the height of egomania to think that we are the only things in multiple universes.
Yes.
And if there is intelligent life, I think the fact that we still haven't met them is more of a reflection on us.
They don't want us.
If they're really not smart, if they're really smart, I think they should stay away. I'm just saying.
All right. Well, like you said, we're coming up against a break. But when we come back, we're going to talk about the two most, the highest trending topics from yesterday, both RIP Sinead O'Connor and also what happened to Mitch McConnell? And we're also going to play a game in the second hour. So I'll introduce the State Fair game for a chance for you to win some State Fair tickets. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Former President Trump pleading not guilty to federal charges stemming from his effort to overturn his 2020 election loss.
The judge making sure Trump was aware of the maximum penalty for each count. Count 1, up to 5 years. Count 2, up to 20 years. Count 3, up to 20 years. And count 4, up to 10 years. Standing, Trump himself pleading not guilty to each of those counts, as he had to every charge he's faced. The prosecutors then arguing for a speedy trial. Donald Trump's team immediately refuting that, saying the special counsel has had ample time. They need time, too, to defend Trump. The judge responded, "You will get a fair trial."
ABC's Pierre Thomas. After being expelled from the Tennessee State House earlier this year, Democratic lawmakers Justin Jones and Justin Pearson reclaimed their legislative seats in a special election. A federal appeals court allowing a rule that restricts asylum at the southern border to temporarily continue. This is ABC News.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit. Because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me. And I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful.
Wow.
I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. She is Jane Mattenair. And we wanted to get to what was the number one and number two trending topics yesterday, which was not UFOs, but the number one trending topic was Sinead O'Connor and the fact that she passed yesterday at 56 years old.
Way too young.
Really young. And I don't, as of yesterday, had not, and I still don't think they've released the cause of death.
But it was interesting because it was like seeing people's reactions, because I feel like I was a little too young to know her impact, because right. when she, you know, kind of the moment that arguably defined her career was when she was on SNL.
Yes.
And she ripped up the picture of the Pope, which was about, what, 10 years before Spotlight,
yes.
case, the Boston Globe Spotlight case, and everyone found out what was happening with the Catholic Church.
Yep.
And she, you know, I don't know if it ruined her career, but she was certainly never welcome back on SNL.
Oh, and she was widely mocked by other pop stars. I just saw a video of Madonna making fun of her.
Back in the 90s, during that period.
After that happened. Yeah, after that happened. And she was a really young woman. I mean,
she was like a child prodigy.
Yeah. And when she came out with Nothing Compares to You, I think she was only 22.
Wow.
And so she skyrocketed and never really wanted that kind of career. She considered herself a protest singer.
Oh, that's so fascinating.
Yeah. That really wasn't what she wanted for herself. And she came from a really difficult childhood and said her mother would beat her frequently and was highly religious at the same time. And she was very open about her struggles with mental illness.
Mental health.
And
yeah.
And then she lost her 17-year-old son to suicide last year. And so it just a tragic.
It is tragic, but she was wildly talented. And it's interesting reflecting on the SNL incident in comparison to what we were talking about yesterday with the 1975 and them going to Malaysia and complain, you know, and it's like, to me, that feels different because I feel like she had stakes.
Oh, yes.
Versus what, you know, what that band did. And also was trying to talk about something that no one else was talking about. And so it actually did need
exposure.
Awareness and exposure. And it took another 10 years before it really happened. So, you know, I think at least reflecting and honoring her for a second, but like there was only like over 5 million people were looking her up yesterday.
Well, I certainly hope that she found some long sought after peace.
Absolutely. And then after that comes the question that it feels like every couple months we have to ask, should people in declining health be in public positions of extreme power? 844-967-2789. Because Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell suddenly just stopped speaking during a weekly Republican leadership news conference yesterday. He basically just appeared to freeze, went silent, and then eventually was kind of whisked away. He came back later, said he was fine, made a joke. About being sandbagged, which is a callback to when Joe Biden fell because he tripped on a sandbag. But did you see the video?
I did. It's terrifying.
It's kind of terrifying.
It is.
And I am no Mitch McConnell fan, but I certainly do not wish ill upon him. But watching that video was like, did he just have a stroke?
That was a question that a lot of people were asking. And I think the Republican colleague who led him away is a doctor.
And, oh, really?
Yeah. And I guess what shocked me was that he came back so quickly. For anyone else who's that age, who's what, 82?
81.
81? You'd take him to, you'd have him looked at. You'd have him looked at.
You have
a doctor look at him. I mean, if that was a stroke or a TIA or something like that, you need to get that diagnosed quickly so there can be the proper treatment applied.
And I mean, I don't know if it just becomes optics so quickly that like as soon as he felt fine, they're like, you got to get back out there. Show that you're fine. Because basically what they summed it up to is he felt lightheaded and he stepped away for a moment and that's it. But like he also, you know, excuse the bluntness, like he also just looks old. Like,
well, he doesn't look healthy.
He did not look healthy. I mean, he doesn't look as unhealthy as Dianne Feinstein. But it just, you know, obviously this raises the question that came up with Dianne Feinstein not too long ago when she was dealing with shingles and brain swelling and whatever, you know, whatever her health issue was that kept her out of work, out of her office, and out of not being able to do her job for over a month.
Oh, more than that. Yeah.
Was it 6 weeks?
I think it was maybe 2 months.
And, you know, none of these people are going to vote themselves out of a job, but it's hard not to look at this and be like, if we have age limits on how young, like how old you have to be able to run, once again, asking, should we not have at least health limitations or like, you know, I think this is what Nikki Haley is basically running on is like cognitive tests. And I just think yes.
Don't most corporations have mandatory retirement ages? If your CEO gets up to be 70 or 72, isn't that when they say, you know, we'll make you an, you can be on the board or we'll make you something, but it, Fritzy, you got to go now.
I don't know the number, like the quantity of that, like the percentage of how many corporations employ that or not. I know that they're talking about the pilot age, because I think pilot age to retire from being a pilot was 65, and I think they're talking about moving it to 67. And some of that is largely because they have a pilot shortage. But, you know, this is a divisive issue because I know people are, it's wrapped up in ageism. And obviously we have two of our leading candidates for president are fairly old. But it just comes back to like, these are people with so much power who refuse to just go retire on a beach and hand over the reins in a country where I think what our average, the average age of the people in this country is 37.
Wow.
Like late 30s, early 40s. And yet we're very comfortable with people who are of not only a generation four, like multiple generations of older than that, being in charge of the country and sometimes being at the will of like, at like, could just fail health-wise at any moment.
The average age in the U.S. is 38.1.
38.1.
Yep.
Which is a lot younger. It's less than half of what Mitch McConnell is.
Yeah.
And so should people, my question to you is, should people in declining health or advanced age be in public positions of extreme power? And I say no. Like, I know that Nancy Pelosi was very good at her job and will go down as probably the most effective, like, Speaker of the House we've ever had. And also, like, you got a lot of money. Go enjoy your life.
So many of them. I mean, geez, Chuck Grassley's 92. Strom Thurmond, and this was long before you were born. Strom Thurmond was, I think, almost 100. And he would sleep in the chamber.
Yeah.
And it was, oh, well, that's just Strom. You know, he's ancient. You're a lawmaker. You're, like you said, you have tremendous responsibility and power. And we just give you a pass because, oh, well, he needs a nap.
And, you know, and then who's actually running the show behind the scenes? And pulling, it's like, you guys all have full, like, health care. Like, you are going to be taken care of for the rest of your life. And it's just the, and I don't, is it just ego? But just the inability for some people to let go and move on. And the thought that no one can do it better than I can. Like, that has to be what it is, right?
Well, and I also think, and this applies to the state legislature too, it's a cushy gig, man. Who wants to give that up? It's a great gig.
It's a good... I actually think the cushiest gig is, like, the people who kind of fly under the radar who are in those positions. And, like, which is kind of, like, as far as, like, I keep getting reelected, but I don't actually have any, like, not ahead of a committee. And so, like, you're not, like, the buck never stops with you. Because ultimately, Mitch McConnell, like, there's still a ton of responsibility there. So it's cushy, but it's not work.
Right. He actually has to do something.
And that's the part to me that is actually scarier. Like, if they had a position where they kept getting reelected and they had to vote on things, but they weren't necessarily, you know, in charge, that's a little different. But
what should the age be? How old is too old?
Well, and I understand that, like I said, there's people age differently. Like some people have early onset dementia way too early, right? Versus people who are very functional into their 80s or even their 90s. And so I think that there is something to be said as far as like, you know, we make older people take their driver's tests. Like we, you know, like there's certain things as far as like, can you prove to do this before we trust you? But obviously that comes back to like the will of the people. And if people keep reelecting them in very simple terms, that is their choice. That is their vote. And I think it's more complicated than that because of the system that we've set up and the power of incumbency and how much money you need to be able to run. And for people to try to challenge them, they need to be like either independently wealthy or basically stop working.
Yep.
And it's like when you can just keep getting paid and run for reelection, that's a pretty big upper hand to hold. And so, you know, it's not so simple as like, well, they just keep getting reelected. So like, that's obviously what the people want. It's like, well,
not exactly.
Not exactly. No. So, you know, I, and I'm sure more shows are asking the exact same question today, because this was certainly what I saw trending on Twitter, which was people calling once again for the fact that we shouldn't be having like octogenarians running our country. I'm sorry if that sounds ageist, but I agree
old,
with that.
I'm old and I agree with you. I do. I don't think it's right. The one thing I will say, and again, I disagree with Mitch McConnell on just about everything under the sun, but I do not wish him ill. I don't wish any of them ill. And for the most part, at least from what I was seeing on my Twitter feed, people were pretty respectful about it.
I agree.
As opposed to when Nancy Pelosi's husband was attacked with a hammer in their home and the jokes that were being made about that, which was despicable.
Or also when John Fetterman had his stroke.
Absolutely.
I would agree. I would say most of the things I saw was, you know, I hope he's okay. I saw some people still challenging the fact that he's totally okay taking away healthcare from millions of people, and yet he, no matter what his health issue is, will be taken care of. So there were some people who were like, he's also responsible for the dystopian Gilead nightmare that we're living in, which we're going to get to at the 11 o'clock hour. But the fact of the matter is, I do hope he's okay. It seems like he at least came back and spoke. But anyways, so also in the 11 o'clock hour, specifically at 11:20, we have a week from today, the State Fair will be here. The State Fair starts August 3rd, goes until August 13th. And obviously one of the best things about the State Fair is the fact that there are lots of different foods to try. And we have the list of over 100 different foods that are new this year. And we're going to play a little bit of a game with you for anyone who wants to win free tickets. So we have 25 tickets that we're giving away between now and next Thursday. So we're playing this game every day. And it's a, you know, it's a little categorization of, I'm going to give you three foods and I'm going to give you three categories to put them in. And then that's it. You get to win. You don't have to answer trivia. You just have to make a choice of these three foods. So stick around until 11:20 when we play that game. When we come back, three headlines and a lie. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag CivicPints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood. It's so hot. Wait.
Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear skies overnight with a low of 61. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs around 85 tomorrow. Mainly sunny. Lows around 62. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies. Cooler Saturday and Sunday with highs from the low 70s to the upper 70s. Chance for scattered showers Saturday. Chance for scattered storms on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM. Right now, 65.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. And at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And it is that time of the week that we are going to play Three Headlines and a Lie. This is where we have four headlines. Three of them are real. One is faker than, expected prep time for a recipe. But Jane then goes and tries to pick which one she thinks is the lie. And you're getting better at this.
Well, the last couple of weeks have been a little rocky. I wouldn't be too complimentary, but we'll see how I do today.
But as always, you are welcome to play along at home. And like I said, at 11:20, we are going to play a game that you can call in and play to win Wisconsin State Fair tickets. We have 25 to give away between now and next week when the State Fair kicks off. And so if you would like some free tickets today, you can win at 11:20. But we will be playing this game every day until Thursday. All right, Jane, headline number one.
Okay.
Harrison Ford's stunt double set himself on fire at Atlanta actors rally.
Wow.
Bold.
Is he okay?
I don't know. Real.
Okay.
All right, number two. Change your first name to Subway and you could win free subs for life.
Subway Matinair?
Subway Matinair. Not bad.
Okay.
Number three, Massachusetts store apologizes to Barbie fans for raising beet prices.
Beet prices?
Beet. Very good with goat cheese.
How is that related to Barbie?
No idea.
Wow, it's a tough one this week. Okay.
Number four, Microsoft has created a pizza-scented Xbox controller.
Come on, these are all made up.
They are not all made up. Three of them are, in fact, real. So I will go through them again.
All right.
Number one, Harrison Ford's stunt double set himself on fire at Atlanta Actors Rally. Number two, change your name to Subway and you could win free subs for life. Number three, Massachusetts store apologizes to Barbie fans for raising beet prices. Number four, Microsoft has created a pizza-scented Xbox controller.
Okay, they're all so stupid. But I just think that if Harrison Ford's stunt double set himself on fire, I think that would have crossed my newsfeed somewhere. So that's the lie.
Well, you're clearly not reading Huffington Post enough.
Oh, my gosh.
Harrison Ford's stunt double did indeed set himself on fire at Atlanta Actors Rally. Mike Massa roasted the AMPTP online afterwards, saying he was sick of being burned by studios and producers.
So was he wearing a flame-proof suit?
Let's see. Dozens of workers gathered to support their union, which is currently on strike. Massa, stunt coordinator, and Harrison Ford's stunt double on Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny closed the demonstration by taking the stage in a flame-licked coat.
Okay.
While holding up a strike sign.
All right.
The professional risk taker ensured the spectacle was safe with special protective materials and a fire crew on site.
All right. All right. So what's left?
All right. So what's left? You got to choose between change your name to your first name to Subway, and you could win free subs for life. Massachusetts store apologizes to Barbie fans for raising beet prices, and Microsoft has created a pizza-scented Xbox controller.
Oh, this is just a complete stab in the dark. I'm going with the Barbies and beets because I don't understand that correlation at all.
I also don't understand the correlation, and that indeed is the fake one.
Yay! Woot!
Good job, Jane. But I don't... Barbies and beets. I don't know what the, maybe it's, I haven't seen the movie. I'm seeing the movie on Saturday. So
is there a connection to the movie and beet farming?
I don't know that. Well, all I can think of when I think of beet farming is Dwight Schrute. So, I don't know, but after I see the movie, I'll come back. And if there's any beet
references,
okay. I will let you know.
Excellent.
But yeah, if you are interested in free subs for life, now that they have those meat slicers,
oh, that's
and so
right.
It's not, you know, there's the supposedly better. If you don't like your first name or you just love Subway, now is the time to change it. Subway will reward one person that legally changes their name to Subway with free sandwiches for life between August 1st and August 4th. So you only have 3 days
wow.
to do this. One person will be randomly selected to receive a check or prepaid card for $750 to reimburse costs associated with name change.
Okay.
And 50,000 worth of Subway gift cards that you may be used to buy Subway food for the rest of the winner's life. Is that enough?
Well, not if you're going to eat once a day on Subway. Wouldn't you do?
I wonder if you can come back and be like, I used all of it, man. Like, you said life.
I'm
like,
still what, alive. What,
like, I'm still here and I want more subs.
Actually, maybe if you have that many subs on a regular basis, you're not going to live that long.
Fair. All right. And then finally, yes, gamers everywhere. I guess they were looking for scratch and sniff controllers because Microsoft has created a pizza scented Xbox controller. It's part of a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles marketing campaign.
I figured it was just one way to remind your teenager that they need to eat food.
Put
the controller down and actually, doesn't the pizza smell good? Go get some real pizza.
Yeah. It's the world's first ever pizza-scented controller. Oh. And I guess there's a new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem movie coming. I did not know that.
Well, there's the clamoring has just been so,
you know,
so loud. They had to.
The last one did so well.
Well, yes.
So there you go. Well, you were pretty good.
That was
a pretty hard one.
It was better than last week's.
All right. Well, tomorrow you get another chance to play another headline quiz. We are actually going to have Maggie Dawn on the show tomorrow for our civic media crossover. So we will ask her what she thinks the best, the worst, and the weirdest headlines are from the week. Talk to her about her show's going, which you can listen to Monday through Thursday at 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network. And then we will see how she does in our other headline quiz that we do on Fridays. But coming up in the next hour, there is no public service announcement today because Kristen Lierley is traveling. But we have some other reproductive health headlines for you that is going to be pretty infuriating and a little sad, but then we'll move on pretty quickly and have J.R. Radcliffe give us a sports update. So stick around. We have a packed filled hour coming up next. This is As Goes Wisconsin. So I'll settle for
the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
All right, folks, let's get started. ABC.